The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments lost in time. Like tears in rain.
Coming to you from the frustrated incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is an Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Hello.
How are you doing today, sir?
Sore from laughing last night.
Last night was so needed and so much fun.
That was the silliest shit.
Even if we did end up with an Italian massa, which you had to be there. And I did realize we will never be able to stream.
No, we'll never stream. We're going to tease you with all this good shit, and we're never going to show you.
We can't.
Any
No,
good shit.
We were all laughing. Oh my god, it was fun and needed. Everybody needed a break. Jesus, with the way the world is, that was perfect. But let's get back to reality. This week's show, we'll talk about Rothschild, McConnell, The Crow, Diddy, Gaza, Ukraine, all that garbage. Top 10 draft this week, Vince, apocalypse movies.
Ooh.
Because, you know, the news.
It's right around the corner. World War III is right around the corner.
Well, it may have already started later in the show. Mm-hmm. And we'll get to some of your listener questions. All right, you ready to jump into this nonsense?
I'm ready to be done.
Absolutely. Let's start with some TV news. We're starting with some passings, Vince. Some sad news here. Kenneth Mitchell, who was in Star Trek, I think it was Discovery. He was in some Marvel stuff. Passed away this week in a statement from his family. He's one of those guys like, oh, it's that guy in, you know, he was in Nancy Drew, Astronaut Wives Club, NCIS, Castle, Criminal Minds, Grey's Anatomy. But you and I know him because he starred in one of our favorite shows from back in the day, a little show called Jericho, where he was Eric Green.
What'd they say he died from?
Sadly, it was ALS.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, he was 49, passed away from complications from Lou Gehrig's disease.
Jesus.
Family says donations to go to ALS Foundation. So there you go. That sucks. That's
nobody wants Lou Gehrig's.
No, that's a terrible fucking disease. Another passing here. I'm going to try to pronounce his name right. Chris Gauthier.
Gauthier.
Okay, known for shows like Once Upon a Time in Smallville. Passed away this week, his agency confirmed. Apparently passed away Friday after suddenly falling ill. So it was a quick parent. He'd done things like A Series of Unfortunate Events, iZombie, Psych, Supernatural, a lot of stuff. He's another one of those guys like, oh, that guy's in this, but you don't really know his name. Best known for his role in Eureka, where he was Chef Vincent. And then probably a lot more people know him from Once Upon a Time, where he played Mr. Smee, Captain Hook's first mate. So, yeah. So there you go. Yeah, we never know, so we have to enjoy the good times when we have them. So,
right.
All right. Here's some more news here. Don Lemon. You remember that guy from CNN that got fired? CNN has agreed on a separation deal. He's going to get $24.5 million, which would be his complete full pay from his contract that was left. So there, you don't work here, but we're paying you all the money that was on your contract, even though we fired you.
Wait,
if he was white and straight, he would not get this. By the way,
we gotta make amends for you know.
Yeah, that's
firing a gay black man. We're not right. We're not racist or homophobic or nothing.
Right.
God damn it. Here's $24 million.
This was CNN? Question mark. Another passing here, Vince. This kind of hit out of left field. Richard Lewis, comedian and actor, passed away at his home in Los Angeles at the age of 76 after suffering a heart attack, his wife said. You know him probably, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Robin Hood, Men in Tights. He was a comedian, stand-up for years. Last year, he confirmed that he had been diagnosed with Parkinson's, but it was a heart attack that took him out. So,
damn it.
Yeah. No points at all this week, but yeah, Richard Lewis is just not somebody I had even remotely thought of for the list. But yeah, this sucks. We lost the king from Men in Tights. So,
funny he's gone.
Yes. Yeah, funny keeps. He was very neurotic, and that was his whole gimmick in his comedy, was neurosis and depression. So, kind of fits in with this show.
Yeah, right.
If we didn't already have comedic patron saints, he'd probably be up on the list.
Yeah, right.
Vince, Apple TV has greenlit a new science fiction series. This is called, I don't know if you've heard of this, Neuromancer.
Shit. God damn it. Now, how are they going to fuck this one up? Don't tell me.
10-episode drama based on William Gibson's debut novel of the same name says we'll follow a damaged, top-rung super hacker named Case, who is thrust into a web of digital espionage and high-stakes crime with his partner Molly, a razor girl assassin with mirrored eyes, aiming to pull a heist on a corporate dynasty with untold secrets. Here's a thought. Just read the book. It's better.
It sounds like it might be okay.
Just read the book. You can get through the book quicker than 10 hours. Guarantee you. Gibson's reading is not hard. And the book is good, so there you go. All right, let's see here. We're getting another NCIS show, Vince. But this one is bringing back fan favorite characters. Tony DiNozzo and Ziva.
Oh, boy.
Who will reunite on screen for the first time in 10 years. It's apparently being nicknamed NCIS Europe. Tony and Ziva will find themselves on the run across Europe. So there you go. They're back.
Why?
They canceled Michael Weatherly's other show, which was Bull. And people love the Ziva character. Well, people love looking at Cody DiPablo. Let's be honest there on that one. So there you go. Last thing for TV news this week. We may have had this story a while back, but it's come back up again this week. And since I didn't know if we had it, I said, screw it, we'll do it. Amazon live action adaptation, God of War series. Rafe Judkins, who is apparently does the show Wheel of Time. He's the showrunner on that, and he is going to be the showrunner for God of War. So, I don't hold out hope for that at all. I mean, $1 trillion company in Amazon, you can't even get your website working right. So, there you go. All right, let's go to some movie news. Sony is reportedly in development of a Spider-Man villains animated movie. This, I guess, would be like Into the Spider-Verse style of animation. So, there you go, if you like that.
Yay.
Yay. Pixar is reportedly developing their first ever musical. Current title, Ducks. There you go. How do you know a movie is so bad, or is going to be so bad, Vince? When they, let's say this Marvel, this is Captain America Brave New World. They have removed completely the Serpent Society, which was the villain of the movie. And the final battle has been through, quote, massive reshoots. When did Marvel jump the shark? I think that's the question. I don't know. DC, Warner Brothers, apparently working on a Teen Titans movie. No word on if this is going to be live action or animated. Animated would make more sense. But there you go. There's that.
You shut your face.
What?
I'm sorry. I would rather have the animated too, but you know you're not going to get it.
Well, they did Titans, the TV show, and it was... So animated seemed to be the better way to go here with this. I mean, you got the voice cast, you know, ready to go, so just do it. James Gunn's Superman, which will be titled Superman. They've cast Perry White. This is the boss at the newspaper there, Daily Planet. Wendell Pierce.
Perry White, a black guy.
Yeah, Wendell Pierce, good actor. But this makes at least, according to IMDb, three characters so far that have been announced for Superman that will be race swapped. Because James Gunn, baby.
Jimmy Olsen, black?
No, Jimmy Olsen is an actual ginger. So I think they said, well, if we cast a ginger, we can cast everybody else black and be okay.
I'm honestly surprised he's still redheaded. He's gay, though, right?
Probably. Yeah, speaking of Superman, Isabel Merced, she was in Madam Web, and she's going to be in Superman. She said Madam Web failed for one simple reason. Quote, for the same reason the Marvels or Bird of Prey have failed, because the male audience still hides a deep contempt for everything and is starring strong, independent women. End quote. The actress of Peruvian origin praised James Gunn and announced that she has been cast as Hawk Girl for the upcoming Superman movie. She said, Lois Lane is really the protagonist. Superman is the symbol, but she is the idea brought to action while being a normal woman and real.
I don't think that's how it works. It's about Superman, right? It's Superman.
The name of the movie, Superman.
You're fucking stupid. Fucking women are dumb, man.
This almost sounds, correct me if I'm wrong, Vince, we're going to make a He-Man show, right? We're going to call it He-Man, but really, it's going to be the Teela show.
Oh, Jesus.
It's almost what this sounds like.
It's going to bomb.
It'll make some money, but boy, I am not holding out hope. I mean, you cast Nathan Fillion as the wrong Green Lantern. Dumbass.
Yeah, you cast him as the wrong character.
Right. This next thing, thank you to Elizabeth for sending this in. A Willy Wonka event in Glasgow, Scotland was billed as an immersive experience. Turned out, this was bad. Some ticket holders showed up with their kids, and then they called the cops. One dad who drove 2 hours with his three kids and paid $44 a ticket told the news there's not even anything about chocolate. That wasn't even the worst part. He said the event space was a warehouse and they did a very poor job of decorating it. Photos have went viral. This is bad. One of the actors said, I was offered the part on Thursday, given 15 pages of AI-generated gibberish to learn, and obviously turned up and saw what it was. The actors were furious. We'd been conned as well. It didn't turn quite scary at one point because the people got angry. There was lots of shouting and people getting very irate. In a now deleted social media post, House of Illuminati, a very weird name, which ran the event, said, we fully apologize for what has happened. We'll be giving full refunds to each and every person that purchased tickets, but that post has since been deleted, so who knows? I have seen local haunted houses at churches that look better than this. So,
oh, really?
Yes. It was like a dryer vent and a streamer was a decoration. Willy Wonka, Glasgow. Just Google that, and it's, ooh, boy. Yeah, I probably would have found who was in charge if I paid $45 a ticket and you're bringing your kids, which is, you know, call it $150, $200.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I mean, granted, I know it's Scotland. That's not really high up on the production value, but yeesh. That's bad. That's real bad. But not the worst movie news of the week.
Oh, this chick looks like she's fucking high.
Yeah. Yeah, she I'm Willy Wonkers. Yeah, not even remotely.
This is so bad.
Not even remotely in the same stratosphere.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Who? Wow.
It's like I said, I've seen haunted houses look a lot better.
Jesus, they could have just started walking off with stuff at that point. Like, I would have straight taken that chocolate bar.
Yeah. I've been, this is mine.
For the amount of money you spent on that.
And yeah, just the tickets and transportation costs to get there. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or the TV. Oh, there's a big TV there. It was off. The TV's off.
Yeah. It wasn't even plugged in, probably.
It's not.
You just hit the cord dangling. What in the methy Wonka is going on here?
Oh, man. I would have straight walked out with that sumbitch.
I'd have walked out with somebody. I'd have just... I paid money. I'm taking you.
Holy fuck. That's hilarious.
But like I said, that's not the worst movie news of the week. We got our first look of the Crow reboot. The images, which first were shown at Vanity Fair, show Bill Skarsgård in the role of Eric Draven, sporting a heavy black eye makeup, a lot of tattoos, a much shorter hairdo. The director said he took inspiration from modern day artists to give Draven an updated appearance, revealing that he blended his own look from the 90s with stylistic influences from the likes of Post Malone and Lil Peep to conjure a relatable character, one that he hopes people who are 19 today will look at him and go, that guy is us.
Really?
Skarsgård, aside from the like visual, he is absolutely shredded, though. Like, fit shredded. You know what I mean? Well, this got Alex Parias, who directed the original. He released a statement. He is not happy with this. When the pictures first came out, he posted one and said, look like Eric's having a real bad hair day. First of all, you race swapped Shelley, which...
Oh, man. What the fuck?
A singer called FKA Twigs is playing Shelley.
What?
Yeah.
FKA... Oh, there she is. British. She's British. What the fuck is that?
Pariah said Eric's having a real bad hair day. Next reboot, thanks. He then went on to say, I guess he's supposed to be a bad mofo with all the tats and werewolves and skulls on his jacket. Well, at least the stills gave me a good laugh. I thought they were going to take a dump on Brandon's legacy for a moment. He's been against the reboot for the whole thing. He did release a longer statement saying, I did not take a film by credit on the Crow. It was Brandon's movie. He would not be able to make any more movies. He brought all his passion to the movie. It's a film I know he would have been proud of. I finished the film for him. I'm getting to the... It's a long statement. Not only Brandon's wonderful work as an actor and filmmaker, but as a man whose humanity touched us all. The Crow would not be a movie worth remaking if it wasn't for Brandon. You may have never heard of this poignant little underground comic. It is Brandon's movie. I believe it is a special case where Hollywood should just let it remain a testament to a man's talent and sacrifice and not have others rewrite that story or add to it. I know sequels were made and TV shows and what have you, but the notion of rebooting this story and the original character, a character Brandon gave life to at a high cost, seems wrong to me. Please let this remain Brandon's film.
You know, when I saw it, right? Oh, I saw the pictures, the stills from the new movie.
Yeah.
It looked like the guy from Salvation.
Yes.
It looked like Eric Mabius's character.
Yes. Which I would have been fine with.
And I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, because like, that was based on a different novel.
Right. Yeah, it could have been completely just, it was different. It, whatever. Whatever.
I know people are, some people really like the look. A lot of people are like, what is this? This is almost, somebody I saw made a perfect comparison. This is like comparing Jared Leto's Joker to Heath Ledger. This to Brandon's Crow. And I'm like, yeah, that's pretty much dead on.
I don't know. It's like, I'll tell you, it's almost Jack Nicholson's Joker to Jared Leto's Joker.
Yeah.
It's night and day.
It is, yeah.
It's Mate, so dumb, man.
He is a very, very good actor, but the look is...
wrong.
Yeah, it's wrong.
Salvation. I thought they were just redoing Salvation.
It looks almost exactly like you said, like Eric Mabius. Yeah. In Salvation.
I don't I don't get it. Like I was like, oh, they're redoing Salvation. Oh no, it's a reboot of The Crow.
Of the original.
The original. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I
makes no fucking sense.
I hope the check's clear. That's
yeah.
Well, Pressman's dead, so the checks will clear. So there you go.
Yeah, they're getting paid, right?
Man, yeah.
You got fucking paid, right? Fuck it then. Whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. All right. That's everything for movie news. There really wasn't any comic book news to speak of this week, but here's your recommendations. Wolverine, issue 44, if you want to see Sabretooth has been torturing Wolverine by going after everyone he cares for. Power Pack, End of the Storm, issue 2. Dungeons and Dragons, the Saturday Morning Adventures 2, season 2, issue 2. That's a long title. Immortal Thor, issue 7. Spider-Punk, The Arms Race, issue number 1. And Book of the Week, G.I. Joe Universe, Duke, issue number 3. So there you go. We'll go into a little bit of wrestling news here. Some sad news. A couple passings here as well. Ole Anderson passed away this week. A man that best known him teaming with Arn Anderson, Four Horsemen, went on to book WCW for quite a while in the early years. So the man that famously told Mark Calloway he would never draw a dime. Technically, he wasn't right. Undertaker drew the dimes, but still sad.
Yeah.
The other passing, Mike Jones. No, not that Mike Jones. The man that played Virgil and Vincent passed away this week. He was 72. 72?
They're getting old. We're getting old. You know that, right?
What the fuck are you talking about? 70? That can't be right. That can't be right. Let's see. He had bad health. According to his family, he had 2 strokes last year, one on the right side, one on the left. And they also confirmed he did have dementia. According to the family, he never had cancer, which some people had brought up that he had cancer. He was diagnosed with dementia in 2022 and had the 2 minor strokes late in 2022. So Virgil's gone and Ole Anderson's gone. Boy, what the hell, man?
They're all getting old, you know?
Quiet, you. We're not getting old.
We are.
Quiet, you.
Get off my yard!
Yeah, like we have any yards left. Sorry, next story here. WWE and MLW have reached a settlement in the antitrust case that MLW brought against WWE. $20 million settlement paid to MLW. So, no wrongdoing admitted as per most settlements. So there you go. WWE... I found this to be weird. has filed a complaint. They did this on the apparently the 16th of last month against the Texas Attorney General to prevent the release of an agreement between WWE and San Antonio. They say releasing the contract. This was because of WrestleNomics, which is a business side of wrestling site. They just focus on numbers and tickets and stuff like that. They wanted to report on what the city gave WWE to bring the Royal Rumble to the Alamo Dome in 2023. WWE says that the agreement is a trade secret and contains proprietary information that fits an exemption in Texas's public information law. Let's see. They wanted ticket sales, the announced tickets, as well as actual tickets sold. Basically, they filed to say, hey, we don't want everybody to know what San Antonio paid for the Rumble type of deal. Let's see. According to the Attorney General, WWE has failed to provide specific factual evidence demonstrating the information at issue is confidential under Texas's public information law. So now it's going to court. Do you hide what San Antonio gave WWE, or do you let it out? So, because there was rumors that the show, whatever show was in Puerto Rico, the Puerto Rico paid WWE like $1.5 million to do the show there. Everywhere that gets a pay-per-view gives WWE something, whether it's money or something. So, there you go. Next story here, U.S. work visas for nearly 20 CMLL wrestlers apparently are gone. They ended at the end of last month. This has to do with CMLL and a Texas independent company called Full Blown Pro Wrestling getting into arguments or something about extending the visas. Apparently, this is going to mess up. A lot of CMLL talent was booked for WrestleMania weekend and not going to be happening because apparently to re-get the visas is anywhere from 4 months to a year. And that's if they're rushed. So if you were hoping to see the CMLL guys, sorry. Sucks. Yeah, next thing here, this is a good pickup for TNA. They signed Alexander Hammerstone. The Hammer's great. His match with Josh Alexander was great. That's a good pickup for TNA. Speaking of WWE hosting big shows in cities, looks like SummerSlam this year will be in Cleveland. So, no word on what Cleveland is giving WWE to get the show there. Announcement should come early next month once the deal is finalized. So, a couple more things here. It was announced late last night. We have another passing. Butcher Vachon, kind of the patriarch of the Vachon family, passed away. No word on age or cause of death. Butcher Vachon was quite old, though. So
that sucks.
And last thing, Vince, tonight is AEW Revolution. We actually get to do predictions because it's a pay-per-view on a Sunday night. Do you have the page pulled up, sir? No. Okie day. Well, I'll do the 0 hour matches while you get that pulled up.
Here it is.
Well, I you don't know everybody at the one because there's no names.
I don't know any. Okay, yeah, I was just say I don't know any of these motherfuckers.
All right, your 12-man tag for 0 hour: Jeff Jarrett, Jay Lethal, Satnam Singh, Private Party, and Willie Mack take on the Guns, Switchblade, Jay White, Billy Gunn, and the Acclaimed. Good guys win. Billy Gunn, Jay White's team. Oh, there you go. Your other 0 hour match: Chris Statlander and Willow Nightingale against TBS champion Julia Hart and Sky Blue. Vince, who you picking? One side has chocolate, the other don't.
The one that doesn't have chocolate.
Oh, you're going against the chocolate.
I'm going against the chocolate because that one is fugly.
Yeah, I'll go Julia Hart's team. Yeah. She's the champ. She's injured. That's why it's a tag match.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep them looking strong.
I'm going hot.
Okay. Well, then that leads us to... All right. You want to read them off or you want me to?
Yes, I do. Go ahead. AEW Revolution All-Star 8-Man Scramble. Dante Martin, Hook, Brian Cage, Magnus, Chris Jericho, Powerhouse Hobbs, Lance Archer, and Wardlow.
Who will be your winner?
I'm going black guy.
Oh, you're going Hobbs.
Might as well, right?
I'm going Wardlow. That should be fun. They got two little guys. They got one lucha guy in there for all the big guys to throw around. So, that'll be fun. Wardlow will pin Jericho. That makes sense. All right, next match.
Let's see. The next match in the Revolution is FTR versus Jon Moxley and Claudio. I almost say castration. It's
Castagnoli.
Castagnoli.
Cesaro. So, just say Cesaro.
Claudio Wop. Let's.
Massa ain't got no hair.
This is, Jesus, man. What is this? The grinder matches? I'm going to go with the Jon Moxley one.
Just for different. I'll go FTR.
It's GAEW.
There you go.
The next one, TNT Championship, Christian Cage versus Daniel Garcia. I'm going to pick the one with the belt.
Okay, so you're going for Christian to keep the belt.
Yes.
This is 50-50 for me because I think they want Edge to take the title off of Christian. But I could see Edge costing him the belt and Garcia winning it, which would be good. So I'll pick Garcia because this will set up Christian versus Edge, and you don't need the title for that match. Yeah, I'll go Garcia. All right, next match.
Will Ospreay versus Konosuke Takeshita.
I'm gonna go I was hoping you were going to call him Takeshita.
I'm going to go with Takeshita.
Nope. Ospreay, first match full time, he ain't losing.
But it looks like he's gonna take a shit in the picture.
Oh! Yeah. What was it at Rice?
Yeah. Oh, you'll come out of my butthole now.
Now, Ospreay, this should be a really fun match, but Ospreay's winning. And then there will be a face turn here, by the way. Because Ospreay's really a good guy anyway. All right, next match.
Continental Crown Championship. Eddie Kingston versus Bryan Danielson.
Eddie wins. Yep. I got Eddie winning this. Because Danielson will have to shake his hand. This is a respect match. If Eddie wins, Danielson has to shake his hand type of thing. So, yep, Eddie wins. All right, next match.
AEW International Championship. Orange Cassidy versus Roderick Strong.
Roddy, it's time to put the belt on Roddy.
Time to put the belt on the rod, huh?
Yep.
Fucking AEW, goddamn. All right, the straight match of the night.
Kind of.
Who for women or for guys who like pussy? AEW Women's World Championship. Tony Storm versus Deonna Waparazzo.
You gotta say, there's a lot of Italian representation in AEW. I'm gonna, man,
they're both hot. Yes. I'm gonna go with Tony Storm.
I think Tony holds the belt by shenanigans. That's what I'm thinking. But this should be a good match. So. Okay. All right. Semi-main event.
AEW World Championship. Hangman Page versus Samoa Joe versus Swerve Strickland.
There's an R in there. There you go.
I'm going with Big Black.
Nope. Joe keeps the belt. Page causes Swerve.
You're crazy.
Yeah. Now's not the time to take it off of Joe.
No, don't be racist. The black man deserves his
There team. Has to be a Samoan champion in every company. It's wrestling law.
There doesn't. Just put some fucking poi on the outside of the thing. He'll go running for it.
All right. The last match.
Okay. Tornado Tag Match AEW World Tag Team Championship.
Brought to you by
Astroglide. Darby Allin and Sting versus Matthew B. Nicholas and Jackson.
This is Sting's last, legit last match.
normal wrestling, like old school mentality, is you lose your last match, you know, put over the younger guys. That ain't happening. This is the main event. They aren't having a downer at the end of the show. Sting and Darby win, and then they vacate. The titles will be vacated next Dynamite. Yeah, Sting's not losing this match. And WWE, you're dicks for doing the not letting Kevin Nash be there for this, or letting AEW have footage of Sting from WCW for their video packages. Yeah, you're dicks for this.
Well, he likes to poop on women, so there's that.
Oh, this was after Vince was gone. They asked for the footage. But anytime WWE asked AEW for footage, like for Cody stuff, yeah, sure, you can have it. So.
Well, I mean, it is WWE.
Yeah, fuck.
I'm going to poop on you. They knew they got paid.
Yep.
They wanted to get pooped on.
That's the bad part.
That's why nobody's come out to fucking go crazy on, blah, blah, he did this to me. No, fuck no. They all got paid.
I know it. All right, that's it for wrestling. Should be a fun show tonight.
Grease up, boys.
I'll probably
have to work hard, and we like to play hard, too.
Ooh. I'll probably watch it while we're shooting. So that's it for wrestling. Vince, video game news. Anything besides the Fortnite map getting fisted?
Yeah, speaking of Grindr on Fortnite, let's see.
I fist fat chicks 9 has entered the
better than Leukemia Skywalker. Yes. AEA, I think I have the dyslexic, has canceled Respawn Star Wars FPS. It was rumored to be a Mandalorian bounty hunter game.
Yes. It had leaked out that this game was in production, but they were starting to make this game last week.
Sure.
And then EA comes out and goes, yeah, you guys wanted this, so we're going to cancel it.
Because Sweet Baby's EA. Not going to be involved, so we'll get to that story here in a minute.
Yep.
Switch 2 is targeting March 2025 and was internally delayed partly to avoid hardware shortages, a Japanese news report claims. We're getting our new Switches.
Yay? But it's next year, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Fortnite. You ready for this?
Yep.
Fortnite game developer Epic Games allegedly hacked. This was 4 days ago. I don't think they still have anything on it. A ransomware gang claims to have nearly 200 gigabytes of internal data, but Epic Games says there's no evidence of any compromise. Now, on 3-3, that is today. A Mogilevich spokesperson words has said that the whole operation was a money-making scam. They said they had all this data, and they wanted $15,000 for it.
Yeah. A company that Disney just put $1 billion into for 10%.
We want $1 million, and everyone laughs.
Yeah. You wanted 15K, and you had source code and all. No, no.
Yeah, we'll give it to you. Here.
Yeah. Yeah. Would you like that in V-Bucks?
Yeah. We'll give you 15K in V-Bucks. It's only going to be like 1,000, but Embracer is reportedly selling Saber Interactive for $500 million, including its Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic remake.
Really?
Mm.
I don't know about that. That's the people behind Beat Saber, too?
Yes.
No? Yes. And the Star Wars VR games. So, yeah. Huh.
Do you remember the Tribes games? No, not that one.
Is it like Dig Dug?
Tunnels.
Tunnels.
Oy vey. Tunnel
na,
rats.
Na, 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 na. Yeah.
Yeah, boy just writes himself. Yeah, Tribes really 3 Rivals hits early Steam access on March 12th, gets official PC system requirements.
Mm. Okay, I got a stupid question here.
Yes.
Steam.
Yeah.
You play those on the computer. You can't like port them to a console.
No. Unless you get the Steam Deck, which okay. is basically just a
glorified Switch.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. See, I'm learning things.
I'm proud of you. The last thing I got, Chris Kindred of Sweet Baby Inc. attempts to cancel a streamer Steam curator for revealing their video game projects. Huh? Some guy on Steam put this fucking thing together for the community that shows whether Sweet Baby has been involved with the game. Sweet Baby is a company that wokeifies all their bullshit. They did Suicide Squad. They did Forsaken. They did all these, Gotham Knights. They did Gotham Knights, Spider-Man 2. The Saints Row reboot is Sweet Baby.
Okay.
They had to make it Bitches and Fags, right?
Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah. Right. Well, this guy from Sweet Baby is trying to dox this fucker from the Steam group and the whole nine yards, and he got absolutely blown up. And there's been a bunch of people follow that Sweet Baby Ink detector.
To make sure they're not involved with a game because they don't want the bullshit.
That's really what it comes down to. They don't want the fucking bullshit.
You're being mean. I'm going to dox you. You have a home address too, guys.
We don't want any commie Marxist bullshit in our games.
Right.
Is pretty much what it comes down to.
Yeah, that's surprising, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, no, it's not that crazy, but yeah, here we are. Nobody wants to play that shit. But look at all the games that they did. I mean, once the game comes out, and it's a proven track record, nothing that they've been in touch with or whatever has turned out to be any good whatsoever.
Yeah, and so people want to know.
Fucking Saints Row, man.
If I'm paying $50 to $80 for a game,
right,
I want to know if it's going to be jacked up by this company.
Yeah, I want to know if I'm paying money as a white guy to be lectured to about how bad white guys are.
Yes.
You're not getting my money.
Right.
Go set yourself on fire.
Coming up later in the show.
For Israel. You fucking Trotskyite motherfuckers.
Scorpion wins.
Yeah, that's about it. That's all I got. There you go.
Fatality.
Now I don't have to read anymore because I swear I think I have the dyslexic.
How did I get to be the best at words and things?
I know. I don't fucking today, man.
I have I'm the ready dyslexic to be done. And I'm still screwing up. All right.
Let's I go think meet. Subconsciously I'm ready to be fucking done.
Yeah, we're gonna get to that. Right? We're getting there. Hold on. Just a few more. Two more months, baby. We got it.
We can do. I see the fucking light at the end of the tunnel.
Oh, my God. All right. Let's go to music news. Well, this Diddy thing kind of blew up this week. I don't know if anybody saw this.
Little Diddy?
About Jack and Diane. But no, Black Diddy sued by a man claiming that he sexually assaulted him. Rodney Jones, a former producer and videographer for Diddy, claims he was repeatedly sexually assaulted by Diddy and subjected to unwanted advances by associates at his direction. He claims Diddy, along with others, would grope his genitals and touch his anus. He then goes on to allege that Diddy would parade around naked in front of him. He claims that he directed Stevie J and his son Justin to recruit prostitutes, and in Justin's case, he was supposed to find underage girls to attend parties that Diddy was hosting. He also claims that Diddy introduced him to Cuba Gooding Jr. on Diddy's yacht, and Cuba allegedly began touching, groping, and fondling Mr. Jones's legs, his upper inner thighs near his groin. Wow.
Down, a bunch of download Negroes.
But wait, there's more. According to a different 73-page document, Diddy allegedly had sexual relations with a Philadelphia rapper who dated Nicki Minaj and a singer who performed at the Super Bowl. A document from Diddy's ongoing legal lawsuit has surfaced that implies this is the rapper Meek Mill and that they had a sexual relationship.
Can we please burn Hollywood to the ground now?
Yep, good with that.
In Minecraft, during an award show.
Get them all in one spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that possible? Can we do that now?
You know what? At this point in the world, let's do it. Let's just do it. I don't know. All right. After that unpleasantness, let's. That's it for music news. Thank God.
Chomo Negroes.
Yeah. All right. Let's do song of the week. Plug our friends. And when we come back, Vince, we're gonna draft apocalypse movies.
Days never finished. Master got me working. Someday, Master set me free.
Dude, shut up, Cartman.
Saturday, I took a walk to Zipperhead. I met a girl there and she almost knocked me dead. Oh, Doctor, please look at me. What do you see? Let's travel around the world, just you and me, punk rock girl. I tapped her on the shoulder and said, do you have a bell? She looked at me and smiled and said she did not know. Punk rock girl, give me a chance. Let's go slam dance, we'll dress like Minnie Pearl. Just you and me, punk rock girl. We went to the Philly Pizza Company and ordered some hot tea. The waitress said, well, no, we only have it iced. So we jumped up on the table and shouted anarchy. And someone played a Beach Boys song on the jukebox. It was California Dreamin', so we started screaming on such a winter's day. She took me to her parents for a Sunday meal. Her father took one look at me and he began to squeal. Punk rock girl, it makes no sense. Your dad is the vice president, rich as the Duke of Earl. Yeah, you're for me, punk rock girl. We went to a shopping mall and laughed at all the shoppers. And security guards trailed us to a record shop. We asked for Mojo Nixon. They said, he don't work here. We said, if you don't got Mojo Nixon, then your store could use some fixing. We got into a car, away we started rolling. I said, how much you pay for this? Said, nothing, man, it's stolen. Punk rock girl, you look so wild. Let's have a towel. Just you and me. Eat butt banana swirl. Just you and me. We'll travel around the world. Just you and me. Punk rock girl.
The Mark Order Podcast is the only show you need if you're looking for dedicated coverage of everything AEW on the Shining Wizards Network. Join us live on YouTube every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. Eastern after Dynamite to chat along with the show. If you can't join us live, listen to us on your favorite podcast platform. Follow us on all social channels at Mark Order Pod and use the hashtag Join the Mark Order, because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
G'day guys, my name is Thomas, one half of the Brocast podcast. With our podcast, we go back and watch wrestling events from WWE, WWF, WCW, ECW, AEW, and many other wrestling promotions. You can check us out on Twitter at The Brocast, that's THEBROKAST, and you can also download all episodes on Apple Podcasts, Castbox, Castro, and many other podcast apps.
You like your music heavy? Then check out Radioactive Metal on the Shining Wizards Network. For over 16 years now, Radioactive Metal has been one of the longest running podcasts. Over the years, we've interviewed some legendary metal acts, had some awesome discussions, and cranked a hell of a lot of tunes. So join your cool Uncle Snowy and his co-host Aaron for the audio mosh pit that is Radioactive Metal here on the Shining Wizards Network.
What's up, folks? It's your boy, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, inviting all of you to check out the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Join us as we cover all things current in the world of pro wrestling, as well as paying homage to the old school, the squared circle. So listen in and find out why we are the recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting. Find us on all social media platforms and anywhere you get your podcast from. And as always, we are the proudest members of the Shining Wizards Network and Rant Entertainment Media.
Got 30 minutes to kill?
Come check out 30 Screams or Less, where we review a horror movie in 30 minutes or less. We cover new movies and old ones too.
We'll give our honest thoughts on the movie, good or shit, as well as a rating of each one that we watch.
New episodes weekly, available on the Shining Wizards Network and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Corey.
Come check us out at 30 Screams or Less.
What's up, everyone? When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure to check out Wrestling Night in Canada. If we're not recording another kick-ass podcast,
or playing in punk bands,
or recording kick-ass heavy metal albums,
then we're sitting back, we're grabbing a couple brews, and going over everything to do in the world of pro wrestling.
Because we're from Winnipeg, you idiots.
The Shining Wizards is the greatest wrestling podcast of all time. Don't believe me? Tune in and check us out. We laugh, we cry, we interview some of the greatest people in professional wrestling, and we have some of the greatest segments of all time, including everyone's favorite wrestling game show, Can You Beat That? We're live 6:50 p.m. East on Monday night on all social media platforms, and we're with you wherever you go on every single streaming and podcasting platform as well. Check us out. Go over to ShiningWizards.com and join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back.
Oh, my.
Welcome back, Vince.
Welcome back, Justin.
It is time for our top 10 draft of apocalypse movies. And last week's results, Vince, we tied.
No shit.
An actual tie.
Wow.
So I am giving you the number one pick.
Mad Max.
There it is.
There it is. Come on, man.
Yep, that's off the board immediately. All right. These are apocalypse movies as I apocalypse my microphone right there. Give me The Day After.
Oh, is that the made for TV movie?
Yep.
Ugh. That was pretty fucked up.
Yes. It's, yeah. All right. Now we got the big two out of the way. I think I know your number two pick.
Oh, do you now?
I think so.
A Boy and His Dog.
Yep, there it is.
There it is. Oh, man.
I knew that was coming. Give me Dr. Strangelove.
God damn it. There's no fighting in the war room.
Gentlemen. All right, let's see. I don't know if I can guess his third pick. Nah, I got his first two. I don't know. All right, what's your third?
The Andromeda Strain.
Ooh, good pick.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's good. Give me Book of Eli.
Oh, man. You know, I've only seen like 15 or 20 minutes of that, and I got busy doing something else, but apparently that's good.
It's fantastic. It may be one of my favorite Denzel movies, and I love Denzel movies.
God damn it. I don't have to watch it.
You need to sit and it's like just 90 minutes, sit and watch it, and you're going to be like, oh, wow, this is really good. So, all right. Number four.
Give me Logan's Run.
Ooh. Give me Armageddon.
If we're dying, I don't want Aerosmith to be playing in the background. Unless it's Seasons of Wither.
But yeah, all right. Love in an elevator. That'd be more apropos. Going down. All right, number five.
Escape from New York.
Ooh, damn. Good pick.
what everybody should be doing right now.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot this was even... I don't know why this is so low on my big board. This is... Great movie. Give me Children of Men.
I've never seen that one all the way through either.
Great movie. Messed up, but great movie. All right, we are halfway done. Vince, pick number six.
Give me Steel Dawn.
Ooh, going with a little of the Sweezy there.
Yeah.
You know what? Give me... Let's go Asian. Give me Akira.
Damn it.
Tetsuo!
Dirty motherfucker.
All right. Seven.
Tank Girl.
Ooh.
Why not?
Yeah. You did have that Lori Petty crush for quite a while.
I tell you what, I think I'd probably still hit it now.
Yeah, probably. I don't know if you're going to take that, so I'll save it. Give me The Road.
That's rough, dude.
It's a brutal movie.
Oh no, that's a fucking...
It's great. But wow. Harsh. Harsh is, I think, the right word for that. All right. Eighth pick.
Night of the Comet.
Ooh, look at you.
It's goofy, but I like that movie.
Yep. All right. Give me. I don't know if this would be considered an apocalypse movie, though. All right, I need clarification, Vince. Blade Runner. Apocalypse movie or no?
I think it's more dystopia, right?
Okay, all right. Give me 12 Monkeys.
Oh, yeah.
I needed clarification. Yeah.
No, I know.
I wasn't sure because you could... Yeah, it's more dystopian. I'm good with that ruling. All right. Ninth pick.
Give me Night of the Living Dead.
Ooh.
The world is ending. Of course, it's zombies, but, you know.
Right. All right. Give me... Give me The Postman.
Oh, god damn! What a great movie.
Criminally underrated Costner movie.
Yeah, because that was after Waterworld. That was after Waterworld. Right? And Everybody's like, I don't want to sit through a 4-hour fucking Waterworld.
Right. And then you're like, and then a lot of people didn't watch it, but then watched it later, like, oh, this is really, really good. Shit. All right, your last pick.
Damn it. You know what? Last Man on Earth.
Okay.
Why not?
All right. What am I taking for my last pick here? I got a couple good ones left. Oh, I need Nicolas Cage. Give me Knowing. That's where Nicolas Cage keeps seeing the end of the world. Trying to prevent it. Or I could have went with 2012, but I already picked Knowing. All right. Here are our lists. Vince came in with Mad Max, A Boy and His Dog, The Andromeda Strain, Logan's Run, Escape from New York, Steel Dawn, Tank Girl, Night of the Comet, Night of the Living Dead, and The Last Man on Earth. I came in with The Day After, Doctor Strangelove, Book of Eli, Armageddon, Children of Men, Akira, The Road, 12 Monkeys, The Postman, and Knowing. What else did you have on your list there, bud?
A lot.
Oh, really? I didn't have that many.
Yeah, I had a lot. Beyond the Time Barrier, Battle of the Worlds, The Last War, The Day the Earth Caught Fire, The Creation of the Humanoids, Panic in Year Zero.
Yeah, Year Zero, I forgot. Yeah,
I got so much shit, man.
I had, let's see, I had Water World. I had 2012. I had Day After Tomorrow, which was different from The Day After. I had Threads, This Is the End, Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse, Terminator 2, which I think might have been dystopian more than End of the World, but there's a lot to there's a lot of End of the World movies. So, all right, let's get to some listener picks here. Roboto said The Purge. It's on the boundary, but it's okay. District 9, Day After Tomorrow, and Titan AE. Kathy said Armageddon. And Chris comes in with Rigged by the Daily Caller, The Obama Deception by Alex Jones, 2000 Mules by Dinesh D'Souza, UFOs What They're Not Telling You, and Revelation 3-9 and the Counterfeit Ethnicity by Under the Sky. So he's got his own coming out. So there you go. Thank you, everybody, for your picks. I'll put the thing up in the Facebook group after I post the show. Vince, ready to get to some listener questions?
I am.
The first one here comes from Roboto, our boy. And I think we might be making an announcement here. Uh-oh. His question, any plans for the 500th episode? Since you guys record the Deadpool draft ahead of time, why not do that with the UFO episode for the 500th?
Oh, shit.
John, I love that idea. I think we're going to do that. I think we can do that, right, Vince?
Yes.
And do you want to go ahead and make the announcement about 500 and beyond?
Baby, it's all up to you.
After our 500th episode, which apparently as of right now will be the UFO episode, the show is going on hiatus. Minimum 1 month, maximum 6 months.
Or more.
Depending on how the election goes. But no, we're going to take a month off at least. We've got to recharge. We've been doing this for 500 straight weeks almost. So yeah, it's breaky time.
What's the let's calculate that real fast. Let's do some math. That's,
all right, this we are 493 this week. So Vince is going to do math, which is 52. Fun.
No, there's no way.
We've missed probably.
We haven't been doing this for 9 years.
Yes, we have, kid.
No, we haven't.
You came in, I think it was episode 10, because it was like me, Timmy, and Short started for a few, and then you came in. Yeah, we've been doing this, yeah.
For 9 years?
It feels, yeah.
No way. No way. No way.
That goes back to 2013?
500 divided by 52, right?
Yeah. And take out 10, because we've missed a few.
Right. 9.62.
Yeah, almost 10 years of doing this shit. Without an extended break. So after 500, we're going to take at least a month off.
After 10 years...
Massa said we gets vacation day.
Holy shit. Are you serious?
I gets to stay beside the big house editing.
Seeing the number is
it messes with your head.
I don't mind doing it. It's just I'm tired. It's not that it's lost its fun. It's
that the fact that it's getting worse. The stories.
Yeah. I liked being goofy and laughing and having fun.
Right.
That's why when Tony streams Fortnite sometimes.
Yeah.
We're goofy and having fun. It's lost that.
Yeah. So we're going to take a break. Might be a new little bit of a format change when we come back. But after 500th episode, which will be the UFO show,
we're going to take some time off. So you have been warned ahead of time. So, and we'll let you know, especially like $4.99. Yeah, it'll be like, we don't care no more. It's all anti-Eskimo. So, yeah.
Anti-Eskimo songs, by the way.
Dirty whale fuckers. Yeah. So, all right, let's get to our next question here. Let's move on. This came in from Twitter, and Vince, you sent me this video about the same time I saw this question. You guys have said to get your kids out of public schools, but did you see the Oklahoma school where kids were sucking the toes of teachers?
Was it teachers? Because the WIF had fucking read an article where it was seniors.
What I read was it was
senior teachers. Women? Like, not senior high school seniors, but actual like red hat seniors. You know what I mean?
The elderly. Yeah. Yes. I don't know.
I hope it was women and not men. I think it was all women, but it's still weird that little boys were sucking on old women's toes.
I
bet there wasn't a wet bleacher. I mean, a dry bleacher.
To be a janitor. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
God, you imagine the cats coming in after that? Never mind. I saw the video. And if I was a parent in this school system, comment has been redacted due to lawyer's advice.
That's the kind of shit that mommies and daddies do in the bedroom with the doors shut.
Hey, mommy and daddy's a weirdo, but yes.
You know what I mean.
Yes.
The fact that the kids were licking anything off of an adult.
Yes.
Is completely, it could have been anything off of any part. No. Would off an elbow. Burr. No.
Yeah.
No.
No, yeah. You feet first.
That's whoever thought that was a good idea.
Well, the kids paid. No. Then you as an adult step in and go, this is wrong. This is sexualizing kids. And we're not doing that. Or somebody's going to throw us into a wood chipper and live stream it so nobody else fucks with kids as a warning.
I don't understand. Like, I can't wrap my fucking head around it.
And you wonder why we need a break from the show. It's shit like this.
I can't. I truly don't understand.
We say it, and like, we say it as a joke, and then we say it, leave the kids alone. Period.
Yeah, this wasn't a good idea.
No. In Oklahoma.
And yeah, like I said, it could be any part of the body. It could have been the arm or the shoulder. That's not appropriate.
Licking.
It's not appropriate.
No.
The kids shouldn't be doing it to each other. It's not appropriate.
How's this teaching them how to read, write, or be a useful adult?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not.
In my school, if we raised enough money for whatever, the teachers would do the stupid human tricks and make us laugh.
Yes.
Like, oh, Mr. So-and-so took a fucking face plant, you know, blah, blah, blah.
He got a pie to the face. Yeah.
Right. He's got two black eyes for 6 months and broke his fucking face. Ha, 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 you know,
idiot. But we're going to D.C. trip. Yeah. Yeah. No, you're having the kid. No. No.
People are defending this shit.
Yeah, that's what's killing me. They're just having fun. No. There's hard lines that you don't cross.
Really? Hard lines, huh? Ask Putin about them hard lines.
There's white lines.
Yeah, ask him about those hard lines and see how far we've gotten with it.
Teach the kid. You're teachers. You should be teaching kids, not... Mm-hmm. Yep. Woo, we got to move on.
500 can't come soon enough.
No, right? Yeah. All right, let's go. I forgot what was next.
Oh, fuck.
Next thing comes in from our friend Chris.
Oh, fuck. Speaking of the 500th episode of... Chris, I know you're listening. Yes. I'm going to be calling you.
What he's going to be calling you is
yeah, I'm assuming Chris will probably be on the 500th show.
Yes,
Chris, hit me up.
So I was sitting on the front stoop talking to my neighbor, Miss Kataji Brown Jackson. It don't make no sense, Cracker, she said, sipping on her gin and juice. It's a fact, I said, whether you like it or not. I took a long pull from my virgin sacrifice to the great Kahlua-Thua White Russian cocktail with dry ice sending fog. Wow, you are descriptive in your writing. Holy Jesus Christ.
Would you please write your fucking book and put it on Amazon already?
I will buy a copy.
I'm going to buy 3 copies.
Okay, she said. That explains the logistics of it. How come 13% of the population, 6.5%, I interjected over her. What now? It's 6.5%, I repeated. The fuck you getting at? The overwhelming majority of violent crimes are committed by men, I said. Not when it comes to black folk, she shot back. Correct, I said. I just wanted you to be the one to admit that. I laughed and bobbing under the vicious slap as it arched through the air towards my head. Just fucking explain the logistics, she said. How is it even possible for 13% of the population to commit over 50% of the violent crime? I can't, I said. You can't? She replied. Wow, said Ira. I know you were going for a Jewish name joke, but I can't even pronounce that. Sitting at the park bench nearby reading the Wall Street Journal while touching himself. Just coming right out and admitting defeat like that, and to a woman, and a black one at that, he said. Shut the fuck up, tunnel rat, I said.
I hate this show. I 500, come on, baby.
Tunnel rat.
Unless you want me to start asking you to explain certain logistics and or numbers yourself. Wow, he said wooden doors. A look of rage flashed across his face. It conjured images of an evil version of Master Splinter. I hate this show. I hate it. He grumbled as he went back to coaxing the counterfeit jeans of Abraham in his trousers. Wow, really? He's right, though, she said. You got it, didn't I? I got you, didn't I? You got me, I said with a shrug. I really can't explain per capita statistics. I smiled to you. Ha, she laughed. After a minute, her furrow creased her brow. Wait a minute. What do you mean to me, white devil? I briskly tic-tacked away at my phone's touchscreen for a moment before handing it to her. She took it and read the Google Scholar article I queued up. The headline read, certain data indecipherable to those with an IQ under 90. Among those, sociological theories, financial trends, per capita statistics. When she was looking, I reached over and pulled up her favorites list, clicking a link I'd named for Tanji. The headline, average IQ of African Americans, 85. So my question is, you guys see any good deals on new phones anywhere?
Shit.
That's a long way to get in to say she broke your phone. His next question here, how funny would it be if the 110th country ends up being Israel? So,
seems like that's getting real close, isn't it?
Come on, 500. All right, last question, Vince, comes in from our boy Roboto. It's a legit question, so here we go. Are you surprised by the popularity of Fortnite Festival? And does this suggest that it's time again, that it's time for this and Guitar Hero to try again? Guitar Hero, that was Harmonix, right? Or was that
Rock Band? Yeah, it was Harmonix.
Well,
no, it wasn't Rock. Oh, shit.
Either way, know. Harmonix was the big company that made the one of the games. I want to say it was, I know Massa's yelling at us. You don't know. No, I don't know, Massa. But Epic bought Harmonix. That's who is doing the Fortnite Festival. So, basically, if you want to play the Rock Band, Guitar Hero type games, you're going to be playing Fortnite Festival. So, smart business on their part. Fortnite now has, what, the core four games, which is normal shooter, racing, festival, which is Rock Band, and Lego Fortnite, which is Minecraft. So,
right.
The popularity of it is, as long as they get decent songs, some of the ones they've been putting on there are good, some of them not so good.
Well, I think they're going to start making hardware again, aren't they?
They are. The guitar, the actual physical guitar should be coming out in a few months, I want to say. But yeah, I mean, a lot of people play Festival, so yeah, it's good. I'm not surprised by it, to be honest, because people were asking for more Rock Band Guitar Hero type games, so it was smart business.
Oh, sure.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for your questions. All right, let's go to Clown World. Vince, did you see this? And I would like to start off this segment of the show by congratulating Death on his great work this week for Jacob Rothschild dying at the age of 87. Congratulations, Death. It's a...
Yay.
Now get Soros.
Yeah.
Yeah, that do not pass go, do not collect $200, go directly to hell, Rothschild. So,
the synagogue of Satan.
Yep. Man that admitted that they created Israel with the out of World War II. He admitted it. You know, like you do. Yeah. All right, moving on here. Vince mentioned this earlier, but a Air Force member, name I don't even have, I don't even have his name, because it doesn't matter, because he lost fatality. He set himself on fire outside the Israeli embassy there in Washington, D.C. He did the yoga flame while screaming, I will no longer be complicit in genocide. He fucking live streamed it, because that's what you do now. He was chanting or yelling Free Palestine as he burned to death. Law enforcement did get to him and put out the flames. He died at the hospital because, thank God, retardation is not fucking catching, like Kashmir or something. I don't know.
I don't know why he self-immolated.
Apparently he was, from what people have seen on his social media, far left. Far left. So, and apparently suicidal. So,
I don't know.
Gas cheaper than rope? Fuck, I don't know. But, and people online were putting his name and then like the hashtag rest in power, which apparently that pissed off a bunch of black people. You can't use those words. Rest in power is meant for the black folk.
Shit.
And I'm like, bees, knees, and chicken grease. I don't give a fuck. So, you know, yay, one more down. That's, you know,
yeah.
That's about all I think of it. All right, let's get to actual news here. This is not frightening at all, but 30 countries, Vince, are reportedly expected to join BRICS this year. Into the petrodollar.
Yeah. I this is a big deal. Like, nobody seems to really give a shit.
Right. It's, yeah.
I'm like, you know, that's it. Russia's gold standard, right?
Yep.
They're on the gold standard. They're getting money.
Yeah.
Their economy is fucking great right now.
Yeah. Whereas ours is, what are we? The debt is 120% of GDP.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's unsustainable. We will have a financial crash. And that's, a lot of people are going to die.
The Great Depression all over again.
It will be worse.
Yay!
It will be worse because of the kind of people we have here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of those type of people, the Church of England has told all parishes to draw up, quote, race action plans after a pro-BLM bishop urged the church to embrace being woke. You remember when churches actually, you know, taught the Bible?
Yeah. Why don't you be pro-Bible? I don't know. That'd be great.
Yeah. Or, get this, don't call yourself a church. There's an idea, you people.
Because you're not.
You're right. Yeah. Speaking of somebody who, boy, feet first, even Democrats have come out against this one. California Democratic Representative Katie Porter gave an interview where she said, quote, pedophilia is not a crime, it's an identity, end quote.
And wood chipper is not a deadly instrument. It's just a big recycle machine.
Right into a catfish pond.
Yep. Even middle of the road Democrats are coming out going, what the fuck is wrong with you?
We're going to have catfish the size of fucking Volkswagens.
Man, imagine the catfish sounds good.
I know it does.
Get that good tartar sauce and shit.
Oh, hell, man. Yeah. Fried up in peanut oil.
Fuck yeah, instead of Captain D's, they're going to be the size of Captain Triple D's. You know what I'm saying? But we might need catfish because the CEO of Kellogg's this week told families that are struggling with their financial systems or financial situations that they should eat cereal for dinner. Cereal for dinner is more on trend now, and we expect it to continue as that consumer is under pressure. Basically, hey, you're poor and your money's becoming worthless and you're going to remain poor. You should eat Frosted Flakes or Corn Flakes for dinner, you poor plebeian. You know, this guy has a house. I bet you he has good food.
Bet he's got that pizza I like.
Mm-hmm. Bet he's got a pizza oven.
Oh, fuck.
What if he's got one of those catfish fryers?
Oh, shit.
Kellogg's. You could bread it in Corn Flakes. There you go.
Oh, my God. Quit. Sounds amazing. I'm hungry right now.
Yeah, it's like lunchtime for us, and we're like talking catfish. All right, let's get next thing here. More left-wing fucking nutcases here. Some anti-Trump nutcase sent Donald Trump Jr.'s home an envelope with white powder filled because that made hazmat be called. There was a rambling anti-Trump letter with it, how Mary Trump is the only one of the family worth the damn and should be allowed to live. The rest of them should die. And I have nothing. You're all terrible people. Really, they're just all terrible people. Let's see here. Hezbollah Vince shot down an Israeli drone that was flying above Lebanon. Because, you know, that's a whole different sovereign country. Israel then responded by bombing the historic city of Babalek in North Lebanon for the first time since the 2006 war. That town was known as Heliopolis, in Roman times, and is on the UNESCO World Heritage Sites. Then Israel just said, fuck it, bomb it.
This is your weekly fuck the Jews update.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, UNESCO World Heritage. Yeah. Different. Completely not Gaza. This is a different fucking country altogether. Oh, yeah. Bomb them. Bomb their heritage
sites.
But
no one's done anything to Israel yet.
It's our history that matters.
It's not. It's no one. Like, Iran hasn't done anything. Iraq hasn't done anything. Egypt hasn't done anything. Like, no one's done anything to these fuckers yet.
Right.
They're just letting it happen. Like Lebanon is just letting it happen. They don't give a fuck.
Right.
Nobody cares. I don't understand why nobody cares. Yeah, okay, bomb us. Okay.
Right. Yeah. Just make them even more mad. Cool.
Yeah.
Republican National Committee Chairwoman Rona McDaniel this week announced on Monday that she will step down early next month following her abject failure as leader. She said in a statement she would step aside on March 8th, 3 days after Super Tuesday, which is this coming Tuesday, where 16 states will do their Republican primary. I wonder who's going to win. Co-chair Drew McKissick also announced he would resign, effective at the same time. But that's not the big resignation this week, Vince. Mitch the Bitch McConnell. Turtle, turtle. The longest-serving Senate leader in history, who is worthless and has many strokes about daily, I believe, announced he is going to step down as a Senate Majority Leader in November. Not immediately. No, 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 no. He's got to fuck up the election in November, then he'll step down. Yeah.
I could see Nikki Haley sticking around.
Yep.
There's a reason she's sticking around.
I'm getting it. Like, they just vote.
There's a reason she is sticking around.
Like, she'll get the nomination and Trump won't. But he's won all the
delegates.
Right.
But if something happens.
Right.
Yeah. But I'm sure this election will be fair and completely above board, because, you know, Kamala came out this week and said the federal government is now going to pay college students to register voters in the lead up to the 2024 election. So I guess you have to register a certain way to get paid, right? Weird. But then you had the FBI director, who's an abject failure at his job, saying that there are fast-moving threats to the election this year. The U.S. will face more adversaries, moving at a faster pace, and enabled by new technology that will attack our election. I wonder if he means the CIA. But Facebook, hey, if you want to know what's going on, don't look at Facebook. They are going to stop promoting news in the U.S. and Australia. They will depreciate the news tab. This comes as they announced that Instagram and Threads will no longer promote what they call political content, you know, right before an election. So, nothing to see here.
I'm almost all right with him not saying no one gets, we're not going to talk about any politics.
Nothing political. Right.
Yeah.
But you know it's going to be one-sided. Because you have, like this, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. Huh. What a weird last name. Announced on Thursday that the state, Pennsylvania, will partner with state and federal agencies, including Homeland Security, to mitigate threats to election, such as speech it deems as misinformation. Pennsylvania State Department separately revealed that the task force cooperation with DHS would include continuing to work closely with Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. Shapiro created a task force that will coordinate plans to mitigate threats to the election process, protect voters from intimidation, and provide voters with accurate, trusted election information. Everything we don't tell you is a lie, but everything the government tells you is absolutely the truth, right?
Yeah, yeah. Wink.
Believe your government.
Yeah, that's
believe the magic box that tells you what they want you to. Yeah. Somebody just fucking push the button. Let's get this party started. So, all right, let's. Vince, this story I believe local to you. Next story here: Perry Meridian High School. Has this been on the news up there?
Oh, shit, no. What happened to Perry Meridian?
A 75-year-old substitute teacher named Rob Gooding was assaulted by a 6'2", 280-pound student. Air quote.
Gorilla.
He was at the hospital. He tried to press charges, but the school district directed school police not to handcuff or arrest the student. The picture, I mean, this guy has, his face is just battered. Both of his eyes are purple black.
Oh, it's the same guy who attacked him too, probably. He's purple black.
Yeah. But yeah, the school doesn't want to press charges against a student that beat a substitute violently.
No, it was 3 days ago. God damn, it's just an old guy.
Yeah, he was a sub.
16-year-old. Yeah. In the ghetto.
We don't want to charge the boy. He's a good boy. He was just trying to do his math.
He didn't do nothing. He go to church and shit, motherfucker.
Yeah, shit. Look at the old white guy's face.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Let's do another school
Sunday
story.
Sunday Mass set me free.
Man, they got me working.
Shit. This old white motherfucker gonna get his ass beaten. Shit, motherfucker.
Master Keeper yelling for reboot.
Fucking the Mississippi Blue Gums. Boy, they're just wild.
I hope you keep that in the show. At this point, I don't care. But I do care about this one. We do local to you. Let's do local to me. Nashville's Covenant School was evacuated after a bomb threat at their temporary site. The school received a bomb threat via email at their temporary school site Monday morning this week. Threat was sent around 6 a.m. An employee notified law enforcement. Police, aided by Tennessee Highway Patrol, completed the clearance of the Brentwood Hills Church of Christ, where the school was being held. Nashville Specialized Investigators Division detectives are collaborating with the FBI to find the source of the threat. As I remind you, this was the school where that fucking transformer went in and killed 6 people, including 3 children under the age of 8. Yeah. So now they're getting bomb threats at their temporary location.
Right. By a bunch of goddamn Democrats. When are we going to start playing Cowboys and Democrats? When?
I don't wish violence, but man, I hope we get going soon. I'm tired of this all. But hey, let's get to the this. Have you seen this fire in Texas?
Oh, the one started by the direct energy weapon? That one?
Huh.
Wait, what?
There is video of a thunderstorm and a giant green laser coming out of this thunderstorm. There is actual video. Now, with that being said, the Smokehouse Creek Fire is officially the largest and most devastating fire in Texas's history. So far, it has burned over 1.1 million acres. 3% contained as of Thursday. The winds are just blowing like crazy. The wildfire is now the size of Rhode Island. That's how big this is. There is snow falling across where some of the places had already been burned. So it's leaving like snow on burned houses and dead animals. One resident has confirmed dead, but that figure is expected to rise. Yeah. Green laser and then a fire starts. More on that later. But then you have... You sent me this, or you sent me part of this. I had part of the story written, and then you sent me this thing. Where is my thing here? I got to pull up this message, because you're helping, Vince, by the way.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. Germany. The Germans. Yeah. Well, the German frigate Hessen mistakenly fired at a U.S. Reaper drone over the Red Sea on Monday. Both missiles malfunctioned and fell into the sea. But that's not the worst thing going on for the Krauts, as they're investigating a, quote, very serious leak. This is according to their chancellor. The leak just happened to be their plans to attack Russia. This was confirmed on Saturday by the German defense minister. Basically, it's audio talking about whether their missiles would be capable of destroying a bridge that connects Russia to Crimea. Remember, this is the same bridge that was blown up a while back by Ukrainian terrorists? The recording was apparently made from a video conference between 4 Luftwaffe officials discussing attacking Russia. And, So World War III has already started. British troops are directing airstrikes in Ukraine. Germany's going to bomb Crimea.
Sure.
Next thing here, Hunter Biden acknowledged this week something we've told you, and he admitted this under oath. Joe Biden was, quote, the big guy in the $5 million China deal. To the surprise of nobody, but it's now confirmed under oath by Crackhead Hunter. So
what are they going to do?
That's nothing. Remember, the fucking prosecutor already came out and said basically Biden's mentally unfit to stand trial.
but he's mentally fit enough to apparently hold a fucking nuclear briefcase or suitcase. Football. Words are the bestest. Yeah. The next thing, hey, that World War III thing, by the way. The head of NATO admitted this week that, yes, Ukraine is joining NATO. And I would like to do a little history lesson on for everybody here, but throughout history, every ground invasion of Russia has gone through the land that is now called Ukraine. All the way back to like Napoleon, and you go back in history, it's all went through ground troops go through Ukraine to go into Russia. Just keep that in mind. There was a man this week who is under arrest by Russian forces because he was paid by Ukrainian intelligence to plant an IED on Tucker Carlson's vehicle while he was in Moscow for his Putin interview. What's another dead American journalist to Ukraine? They've already killed one.
And they seem like they're okay with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is bad, right?
American officials seem very okay with this, right? This next thing, I'm surprised the New York Times even admitted this and reported it. New York Times disclosed this week that the CIA, which we've known this for years, but it's now been admitted by normies, the CIA built 12 secret spy bases in Ukraine and have been waging a shadow war against Russia for the past decade. This comes after the U.S. coup toppled Ukraine's democratically elected government, and then Zelensky was put in. CIA Director John Brennan visited Kiev in 2014, shortly after the new Ukrainian government launched an anti-terror operation against its Russian-speaking citizens in eastern Ukraine for 8 years leading up to the invasion in 2022. Ukraine's government, with help from the CIA, relentlessly bombed eastern Ukraine. Millions of civilians were caught in a crossfire. That's why that part of Ukraine wanted to go back and be Russian. Because, hey, we're getting attacked by fucking what supposedly is our own country.
Right.
And then Russia's like, you're attacking our people that want to be part of our people. We're going to defend our people. And you've been doing it for a decade. Yeah. But hey, the Ukraine thing, I'm sure it's not just a money laundering thing. Oh, it's being reported that Chase Bank and BlackRock apparently are part of a $400 billion contract to rebuild Ukraine. Huh.
It's funny how that works.
Funny how there's a contract to rebuild it while the quote-unquote war is still going on. And people are dancing in nightclubs in downtown Kiev. On video, live streaming. But, you know, the horrible war.
It's terrible.
Terrible. You remember, I believe, was it last week, the Biden and all the Democrats came out and said that Putin killed Navalny or whatever his name was.
The MI6 agent who was trying to start a
color revolution, yeah, in Russia. Yeah. Well, the head of Ukraine's intelligence service blew that theory all to shit this week when he admitted, he said, I may disappoint you, but we know that Navalny died of a blood clot.
Yeah, well, fuck that guy.
Yeah, fuck him
all. I don't give a fuck about that guy. Nobody else should give a fuck about that guy unless right. You're over there. But I don't give a fuck about that fucking guy. Everybody else loves him here. Boy, you couldn't turn on the TV without somebody talking about that motherfucker.
Putin is the devil. He killed his political... No, he got a blood clot.
Yeah, and besides, he was trying to get a
revolution. He was trying to do a coup.
He was a fucking traitor to his country, so fuck that motherfucker. Good, I'm glad he's dead.
Yeah, he was MI6 and CIA.
Yeah, great.
This just keeps getting better. France's president, Macron, said he does not rule out sending troops to Ukraine. We will do whatever it takes to ensure that Russia cannot win this war.
French boots on the ground, you say?
Oh!
Immediately turn the other way. That's an old World War II joke. World War III, a little bit closer. We might make it to 500. I don't know. But then there's this last thing here, Vince. Joe Biden was talking in Texas. Talking about the fires going on, right? And he basically admitted, he came out and said, you saw some houses that burned and some houses that didn't, the ones that didn't had the right roof. That's the quote. I take you back to Hawaii. Remember the houses that didn't burn had blue roofs? And everybody thought it was really weird.
Yeah, the blue, the buildings were blue too, yeah.
Yeah. It's almost like the laser-directed energy weapon bounces off of blue. It doesn't affect it. By the way, if anyone wants to look up the directed energy weapon, it is U.S. patent number 10337841B2, dated July 2nd, 2019, says it was made in Haifa, Illinois, which there is no Haifa, Illinois. There is a Haifa, Israel. And apparently it's being reported that the CEO of Salesforce, which is apparently a giant company, is, quote, quietly buying up land in Hawaii and has already purchased over 1 million acres. They admitted there's a directed energy weapon that's causing fires. And if you have a blue roof or a blue building, you're safe. He admitted it on video.
Yeah.
You don't vote for me, you better have a blue roof. What the hell is going on?
Uh-huh.
Energy weapons, World War III, elections, fraud. That's why we say every week it just gets more and more to where we're like mentally checked out. It's breaky, breaky time. So
it's load mag time.
Yeah, that's what we're going to be doing in the hiatus. So, yeah. All right, Vince, you got any final thoughts for this shit show week?
Yeah, keep your stick on the ice. Women don't find you handsome, at least find you handy.
Can't take the high road, take the high ground. We are on the road to 500.
Yes, we are.
And we will talk to everybody next week.
Bye.
Bye.